B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Working to keep you up to date at work.
What's the drop off between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6?
Okay, between 5 and 7?
What's the difference between 5 and 1?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, yeah.
Deshaun Watson does not have one accuser. Deshaun Watson now has three different accusers. Some are massage therapists, I guess. Some are not, from what I've been trying to catch up on in this story in the last hour.
Licensed therapist.
One of them he found on Instagram. Was not a therapist, but...
but a massager.
Are you
masseuse.
Sure?
Masseuse.
Are you sure?
Your rubber?
Yeah. So Tony Busby, who's a bit of a character himself, the Houston lawyer who is representing at least one of the women in this case now.
He's not in this for fame, by the way, just so you know that.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he is.
He'd be okay if he never made another penny.
So yesterday when I first learned about this story, I was pretty skeptical of it. I'm like, oh, this is some crazy lawyer. The allegations, at least according to what's been reported, don't seem to rise to the level of any sort of assault. I take all that back. There's now multiple allegations of very inappropriate conduct on the part of Deshaun Watson. And when you have numbers, I mean, whether you like it or not, multiple accusers is never a good thing. Never good. He's also hired a lawyer himself.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, this is a big indicator for me that he may be in trouble,
and that would be Rusty Harden, who represented Roger Clemens,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, oh yeah,
yes.
Rusty's pretty famous too down there. He's got that twang. He'll defend you. Need that Texas twang down there. You walk in them type of courtrooms, under Texas constitutional law,
right. Right.
Lawyer versus lawyer.
Well, Rusty Harden represented Roger Clemens in his PED trial.
Mm-hmm.
Big name defense attorney. And so this is what I think about when Deshaun Watson yesterday says, I could have settled for $100,000 and didn't because I'm going to clear my name. Right. I'm not going to pay $100,000. I'm not going to do that. I wonder if he knew there were going to be more allegations coming and that if he had paid the $100,000, that wouldn't have been the end of it. Rusty Harden's probably not cheap.
I hate to say this, and I keep bringing up the Antonio Brown thing because he's not Antonio Brown. They're two completely different guys, different situations, different track record here. But Antonio always would get more trouble because he wouldn't take care of that small bill, or all you had to do, she was looking for a payment, right? Or she was looking to be reimbursed, or the painter.
Or all you had to do is replace the chef's personal belongings that you threw off the balcony because you thought he was some kind of a voodoo priest.
Right.
Or just a member of the mafia, or whatever nonsense was going through your head.
Just take care of your little bills, and they never turn into big bills. You know? And Antonio never did it, and that's why he's in the trouble he's always in.
That's not why Antonio Brown's. That's not the only reason why Antonio Brown is in trouble. He's in trouble because he's guilty of some of the things he's accused of, namely assaulting the moving driver and property damage. That's why Antonio Brown gets into trouble because he's a knucklehead.
We're treating the police very awful.
And he's,
yes, I'd say that. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Antonio Brown's issues are not a result of him not paying off people making false allegations about him. I mean, there may be one or two in there, but that's...
But when you pay somebody off, aren't you admitting guilt?
I'm just saying, don't. Yeah. I wouldn't bring Antonio Brown into it. Antonio Brown is already. That's some of that stuff has been decided.
Yeah.
The assault on the moving truck guy. That's in the books.
This all
that happened
two and a half years ago. He's the best wide receiver in the league. Not a problem. Now all of a sudden it's this downward spiral. Deshaun Watson is viewed as the second best quarterback in the league. It's Mahomes than him. That's who we're talking about here. And there, it's a massive market for him, right? You're giving up, what, 3 1s plus players plus cash and all
yeah.
that. Are you now? Do you even want him? Like, this affects a lot of things. This hurts Texans. This hurts other people.
Yeah, the notion that the Texans are somehow behind this and it's a smear campaign, like, for
you
what?
Know, well, yeah. How does that get?
Why would you?
Let's smear the guy that we have to pay. It's guaranteed money anyway, by the way. You know, he's 80 whatever plus million. It's guaranteed, and he's making 40 a year. Why would we want to lower the value on him?
To keep him?
Ooh.
Deshaun, we can't trade you because of your actions. We can't. Nobody wants you now.
So Buddy Ballsby? Is this guy's name? Ballsby?
Tony Busby.
Busby.
Neighbor of Cal McNair. Hey, Deshaun, we can't trade you. Nobody in the league wants to trade for you now because of this. So do you want to continue playing football or not? It's up to you.
The Easterbee went to him and said, I've dealt with character people. We need bad character stories.
But is right Deshaun Watson in any position to not show up and play for football? I don't know.
July? No.
But I think it's separate. With one allegation,
I think it's separate.
That makes sense. With three inside of 2 days, and if there end up being more, I guarantee there are people in Houston right now saying, why does he still have a job with the Texans? This guy sounds like a menace. Why is he employed and making all this money from the team that I'm supposed to be a fan of? I mean, there are going to be people calling for his removal just based on this without any defense of it. I mean, you know how people react to this stuff. Forget about innocent until proven guilty. I believe them and he's guilty and get rid of him. That's what a lot of people in Houston are going to be thinking. So if the Texans, if Easterby and the owner and the lawyer, they're all in cahoots and this is starting to backfire on them. Because one allegation that's unsubstantiated, okay,
all right.
That lowers the trade value. Hey, Deshaun, you're lucky to have a job here. Why don't you act that way and keep playing for us?
In a tough year with all this guaranteed money and him pissing off fans saying, I just want out. I don't want to be in Houston anymore. I don't want anything to do with this program. So you're already pissed off at him to begin with. This puts it in another stratosphere. If you're a Texans fan and the perception down there from what you're saying, right? I mean, if we're doing sports radio in Houston today, what are we saying about our quarterback? Because, like, technically, he's still our quarterback, right? Now you get all this stuff coming in. You're saying, ooh, they gotta part ways with him and part quickly. Or do they? Or does this force him to play with you? As a Texans fan, what are you thinking? What are you going through here? Because, like, prior to 4 months ago, he's a hell of a likable player. That guy hung the moon down there. He's going to be your savior. That's a big football state. Are you going to be able to separate the football from all this stuff? Hope so. Because you may have to have this guy as your quarterback. Then what are you going to do? You bring up a good point. What if you got to keep him, got to play him? But then do you want all this other bad stuff on the outside being talked about? That's what you got Jack Easterby for. Weed through all that.
Character guy.
Yeah.
Character guy.
We'll come together. We'll talk about it. We'll pray about it. We'll be good.
617-779.
Jack Easterby and him are going to get galvanized now through this. Easterby's going to turn it all around.
Based on the number of allegations now, do you think another team wants to make a move on him right now?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
At this exact moment?
Not at this exact moment, but you're picking up the phone. Hey, you know this lowers the value. Like, we've talked about like teams that have been engaged with Nick Caserio.
Do you think the Patriots would trade for him today?
Yeah.
I don't think they would.
I don't think anybody would.
I don't think any team is going to take this on because, first of all, they don't like the allegations and the publicity that it brings to begin with. And second of all, they don't know if it's the end of it.
Boy, it complicates things.
Yeah.
it complicated it yesterday before the second and third one came out.
I know, but this isn't just for the Texans. There's like three or four teams waiting on him, and he's the domino that needs to fall to start the process for guys getting in line.
Have you read the details of the latest allegation?
Yes.
That he was touching the hand of the masseuse with his member? That one?
No.
The thing you're talking about.
Yes, the forcing the...
Oh, I did see that. Yes.
That may be second to the last one.
Yes, that would be...
Yeah, you're starting to use words like force and against will.
That's full-blown...
Can't do that.
I'm not saying he's...
Prosecutable sexual assault. Right?
Hey. Yeah. Man.
And when
I would say that's crossing the line.
Yeah, when was that incident alleged to have happened?
December of 2020.
So that was 3 months ago, 4 months ago, we'll say.
Yep.
There's still time if true. This is what I always go back to, too. If you want to bring this in court, if you want to go to court with that, why are you not also calling the police if that happened?
Should have filed a police report right there.
This isn't an old incident. Yeah. That just happened.
That's assault, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's sexual assault right there. Yeah, that one, yeah.
For something that happened 4 months ago.
The other one, you might be able to, I don't want to say talk your way out of it, but...
I'm not going to play lawyer. We've done this way too many times. We get too many things wrong with stuff like this, but it is a civil suit for something that happened 4 months ago. Why is it a civil
suit? Why is it a civil suit already and not a criminal case?
Right.
Why has that not happened? Why is there no investigation on a criminal level if that's what happened?
Right.
That's a good question.
I always ask that question.
It's a good question. It's the question right now.
But the question right now is, would anybody pick up the phone and ask about him today? Like, not at this hour. What?
Well, I mean,
let's see what happens next.
Technically.
Let's see what happens next.
But you're reminding them, his price is going down. So if we, depending on what happens here in the next week or two, and we find out.
Okay,
I don't think anyone's touching his player right now.
Or you're just
saying. You don't know what they know. It's like, you know what? His price has come down. We'll take a third round pick for him right now. Do the deal. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
What the hell
or,
do you know?
Or you're
saying, we're out. There could be two of the three that are in. Just all of a sudden just say, you know what? We're good. We're moving in a different direction. We can't do this. So,
all right, 617-779-0985. We promised we would get your calls. Thank you for hanging on. We'll do that next.
Nice.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Appreciate you hanging on, everybody.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
How you spell that?
P-R-E-C-I-A-T-E.
Apostrophe.
Air comma.
To the land of funk.
As Gary Goldman would say. Air comma.
One, two, right. Pete in Ohio, go ahead.
Hey.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
How you been, Pete?
All right. Hey, look, if you guys don't like the Irish corned beef and cabbage or whatnot, tomorrow is St. Joseph's Day. Celebrate that and get some spaghetti and meatballs.
Hey,
that's a real meal. You eat that all the time if you can.
You get that with Zeppelas, right? That cream-filled thing with the cherry on top, right?
There you go, bro.
All right. Hey,
I got a question. Is the Stidham experiment done and over with?
I mean,
What's it going to be, a dedicated third string?
Well, say you get stuck here, and all of a sudden, you're not able to find that other taker out there to pull a trade off with to where you're going to get another veteran in here. Or there's not a veteran, there's a free agent you like. And then all of a sudden, Kyle Trask is gone in the second round, and now all of a sudden you're drafting a third or a fourth rounder. You see what I'm saying? Which means you're stuck with Stidham.
What do you think of Darnell, the kid at the Jets? I'd love to get him. He's a great pocket passer.
I'm glad you brought Darnold up because there's an interesting development with the Jets. Interesting development with the Jets. Now they're in on Juju Smith-Schuster. Okay. So they already got Corey Davis. And everybody thinks, or they're just assuming that they're going to take the Wilson kid at number two.
Right.
What if they just keep Darnold? Because you know who the receiver was in college with Darnold when Darnold played at SC? Juju. So a pretty good rapport with each other.
All right, but Sam Darnold has a year left on his deal.
I like him. I'd take him here.
Yeah, but from the Jets' perspective, he's got a year left, and then what? You're going to sign him to a big quarterback contract?
Well,
why not just bring in someone new and bring in Zach Wilson with that second pick?
Oh, you're right. That's probably what they're going to do.
And then he's under control for the next 5 years.
But Darnold is a guy like we hope goes to San Francisco. Like they target him and say, hey, that's an upgrade. We'll bring him here. You guys get Jimmy.
All the Jets spending to me signals that they're just going to draft Zach Wilson. That's what they want to do. And that's not a bad plan.
Not a bad plan.
We're going to draft Zach Wilson. We're going to keep paying guys in free agency. And they've got a new head coach who hopefully for them,
Robert Saleh,
from their perspective, isn't a joke.
Yeah.
Jake in Boston, Jake.
Oh, boy.
Boy, we were doing so well with free agency. Jonnu, Hunter, the splashes. And then over the last 24 hours, we screwed it up. The social media addiction that has destroyed this organization has relapsed. First, it was the stupid dog. The dog symbolizes really wasting those two third-round picks on a tight end, drafting the all-right kicker, and you just spent $60 million to undo that mistake. So stop making the dog into a meme and maybe hide him in the closet.
You know what? I'm kind of with you on the dog.
Thank you. And then you went back and you brought the king of the boogie frauds back.
That's our guy, and you're not going to say bad things about him.
How'd you like going from 8-8 to what? 4-4 down the stretch? And then,
oh, so prior know, to 8-8, all of a sudden he didn't do anything for you when he was here his last 4 years?
So you won Super Bowl based on do your job and not providing bulletin board material, and then here he is, and he wants to turn himself into a personal brand, and the whole organization, including Abby and game presentation and TJ the DJ, bought into it hook, line, and sinker.
How does he know all this?
He knows everything. He really is remarkable.
You know, I'm not going to blame
something.
I am not going to blame Kyle Van Noy or any member of the any boogeyman for people getting over their fears. You know, they can't help it if other men around the league were no longer afraid of the boogeyman. You get over your fears as you grow. That's what are you supposed to do? They were just as scary, but people weren't as scared by them.
My dad used to say that to me all the time. He'd scare me in the house all the time. Like I said, when I go in a dark room, he's got his hand on a light switch. I grab it. I freak out. He's under my bed. He reaches and grabs me. Like he makes you get over those fears. Then he just walk in a dark room. Like I've seen it all. I've pissed my pants. I've done, you know, done it, then this or that, or crapped on. I mean, that.
What?
I'm good now.
No,
I'm
the,
good
the now. Last part?
Nope. Didn't do that, but pretty much, yeah. Did everything else. You can't affect me anymore. And that's how you get rid of your fears. You get in the water. Get back in the water, buddy. I ain't going to the water this summer.
We're in the water?
We're talking about today.
What?
Just get over your fears, like sharks and stuff. Like, I'm not going in the water, okay? Like,
who was talking about it?
Who was? My wife. We're like, where are we taking a boat out from?
And it's corned beef.
Problem is, you know, like,
on March 18th, that was the morning discussion. Where are we taking the boat?
We were talking about, Tom was talking about Cohasset and Dennis, and we were talking about Hingham. I said, I'd love taking a boat out of Dennis.
Hingham?
Hingham. Hingham Harbor.
Hingham.
You ever been out of Hingham Harbor?
I have. Nice little islands out there.
Do you know that that house you told me to look up in Cohasset, Tom's parents live on that street?
No. Not.
It begins with a J?
Nice street.
Nice street.
Nice place.
Tom's rich.
Tom's richer than you think. This is why he took the role that he took all these years.
Oh, because he doesn't.
Tom's got FU.
Right,
Tom has FU money.
I'm surprised he's just not volunteering somewhere.
He was just, you know, what do you think? He wears a backpack and drives a bike?
Well,
he did. Just show?
He volunteered here for the last 8-9 years, however long it was.
Be like, I think Tyler's going to be the next Tom. I really do. I think this is trending in the same direction. Started as the intern. Tyler's going to be here. We'll be coming in here 10 years.
What's that TikTok thing? Tell me how you're wealthy without telling me you're wealthy. Is that, you know, how could you do that for us, Tom?
I'm here, aren't I?
It's his clothes. It's his press clothing.
Worked for 10 years as a producer of the Midday Show.
Dude, does his jeans have
How do you do that? You know how.
Yeah. What's this? Wait, you know what? What is his Twitter bio? Let's look that up.
Dakota in Braintree. Dakota.
Hey, before I get to the original reason why I called about the Patriots defense in the draft, I need to comment first on this Deshaun Watson thing. For one, my girlfriend, Smokin, by the way, is a licensed massage therapist.
Okay,
so
you
I know
keep bringing her up all the time. And then you do your little pictures when you're on vacation together and stuff.
Well, I know. She gets all the attention on Twitter, so I have to put her in these pictures. So, right? Like, nobody wants to
Dakota,
see
Dakota, you have body. To do what you got to do, buddy.
I know. Listen,
you and I have been over this on messages back and forth. Go ahead.
I know. And by the way, eggplant parm has become my new, like, found thing. I've been on an eggplant parm kick and never ate it in my life, and now I'm, like, venturing everywhere for eggplant.
Where's the best one, Davio's?
So far, it's been Fratelli's. I've had four different places, and Fratelli's at Encore has been the best eggplant parm that I've tested so
Another
far.
New vegetarian. Dakota.
Zoe and vegetarians. Dakota.
Plants. Plant-based. Never going to give up my steak.
Or sending out photos about it. Okay, go ahead.
Sure. All right, so as for Deshaun Watson, you guys need to really read a little bit about the details of what's going on with this stuff. Because, one, I've been involved in the internet my whole life. And if you read some of this stuff, that lady was a masseuse.
That lady?
Involved with what?
One of the girls. Hold on. One of the girls, okay? And most of them have not been licensed.
So is your girlfriend licensed? Is she
My girlfriend is licensed.
Okay.
All right, Jane Doe, number one, is licensed.
And that's one. And all he did was, in that one, he exposed himself, okay? And most of these people, they're naked with a towel over them. So he could have easily exposed himself. It was inappropriate. But this is going to go nowhere. You know why? Because
it's like couples retreat when he's laying on a table and there's eating.
Exactly. And if you read a little bit more detail in this civil lawsuit, this girl got a hold of him on Instagram, went back and forth. He flew this masseuse to Houston.
Well, that's problem number one.
He flew her. This girl's not flying into Houston without something. Goes to his hotel room. Goes to the hotel room where she shows up and says he's naked. Well, I'm sorry. If you're a masseuse and you're not licensed and you're traveling from Atlanta to Houston, you're doing other things besides just giving massages. And this will never get to court. You know why? Because they'd have to truck her under oath, and she's going to have to speak. And then now you're going to go, well, give me your client list. Now they're going to have to bring all her client list to the table.
Oh,
this is going to go nowhere. This is a big smear campaign and money grab by this attorney down in Texas. End of story. Nothing's ever going to happen with this. I'm glad Deshaun didn't get extorted, and he's going to fight this, and he'll win it with ease. This is a bunch of BS.
Very well could be.
His experience. I mean, he would know.
But you know what I would say? Then Deshaun Watson's an idiot.
For flying someone
in. Idiot.
It's just dumb.
You're just a jackass. What are you doing?
What are you doing? You get the money, and you think, okay, I'm just going to do whatever I want to do. Nobody's going to ever blame me. Like Dakota said, first thing you think, what are you doing getting on a plane to give a massage?
The girl on Instagram seeks you out, and then you start flying her to you?
That's problem number one.
What are you doing?
Before they even meet her, even know what you're going to do. There's your problem number one. Yeah.
Talk about setting yourself up to have yourself in a situation like this.
Hey, somebody meet their significant. Some people meet their significant other on social media all the time. You never know. Fall in love on it.
Regular everyday people who are not public figures with tens of millions of dollars in the bank. There's a difference.
Deshaun Watson.
And it could go nowhere, but I don't think it changes the fact that nobody is picking up the phone today and calling Houston to say anything other than we're not as interested as we were yesterday. Let's just see how this all pans out. I don't think anybody's making big moves to acquire him today.
Here's what I want to know. How did this lawyer find all of these different girls and get them all organized and have lawsuits done within, in one case, 4 months? Isn't that a little suspicious? I mean, isn't that?
I don't know.
I mean, this lawyer himself just screams suspicious. We're calling
screams,
him Saul.
No, it screams cheese.
We were calling him Saul Goodman yesterday. Yeah, what is this guy's deal?
There's a cheese to it. There is. There's a cheese layer to it. There's something slimy here.
But I'm with Hardy. I don't think anyone's calling for a trade today. Staying away from that for the time being. Let's
let this thing play out a little bit.
See how that plays out.
Yeah.
I don't know that I want to open up all those civil lawsuits and go through all the details. I think I've seen enough details.
Well, I mean, when you're experienced with the internet, like Dakota has.
Is that what he said? He's been involved in the internet his whole life?
He has been involved in the internet his whole life.
He said.
I don't know that the internet was widely available when he was of a younger age.
But
to say your whole life.
How is it that you're involved with it? I've had accounts.
He's in it. All right, pal. Oh. There ain't nobody that's logged on as many times as he has. All right.
Oh, man. I've had a Facebook account for years. Oh, you are, I didn't know how heavily involved you were.
Do you think
my apologies?
Do you think he still types the www.http://??
I didn't even want to go down the road.
Had the AOL disk.
100 free hours. Hello.
My girlfriend gets all the attention. What do you need attention for?
Because she's smoking.
He says that.
She's smoking.
But she gets all the attention. Attention for what?
I don't know.
This week in show history.
Guys, maybe free meals. I don't know.
I don't know.
Free food.
A thought on J.C. Jackson and Nikhil Harry next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Putting you in the middle of the story, in the middle of the day.
He's already settled some debts with the Cosmo in Vegas.
Oh, the Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Newton under center from the 25. White in the back with Newton with a play fake. DeWitt drops back. He throws to the near side. The ball is tipped and intercepted. Caught by the falling Bryce Callahan, who rises and then runs down the left sideline and is eventually shoved out of bounds near the Patriot 20-yard line. And in fact, with Denver procuring its third takeaway of the day, they're going to mark him out along the near side with the Broncos celebrating.
At least Harry got a target.
In the end zone to our left.
The defender plays right through the receiver, the bigger, more physical receiver, wanted the football, wanted it more, and went and took it.
Sounded like Scal last night watching that Celtic game.
So apparently Chris Mason thinks the Patriots could get a third for N'Keal Harry. Holy crap.
So somebody's drunk at a strip joint listening to this and brokering some deal for N'Keal Harry because he just had a good night. Tell me who is going to offer a third round pick for him. And why isn't it done yet if that has been discussed?
What's the holdup?
What's the delay?
Why the holdup?
Wait a minute. It's for a third rounder, and what else do we have to send? What do you guys need? New chin straps? Need some Flexol? Need some greenies? Some salt pills? What do you need? Protein powder?
Yeah, that's the holdup.
Bag of balls.
Third and what else? Tell me.
Bag of balls.
Third and what? What else do we have to give?
Mike Giardi had a tweet yesterday after our show saying teams continue to engage in talks for N'Keal Harry, and it would be good for both sides, in Mike's opinion. Would it be good for both sides?
See, I thought he was going to have a huge bounce back here.
Chris Mason wrote, as I mentioned, Mass Live, there are two routes, a couple of routes the Patriots could go here. They could seek a mid-round draft pick. I'd imagine a third-round pick would get it done. Yeah, I'd say so. Or they could try to deal Harry for a fellow reclamation project.
Jesus Christmas. We were talking about Garoppolo for a third.
Either way, Harry's days in New England feel numbered. With Nelson Agholor and Kendrick Bourne in the fold, the 2019 first-rounder has fallen even further down the depth chart. And let's hope that the A.J. Green report, which you and I have a very hard time believing, and
The A.J. Green report is bullcrap.
Okay. Well, Zoe will tell you it's straight-up bullcrap, but I just hope that there was a phone call.
They may have called.
What if they called?
They may have called.
All right, let's say it was a phone call.
Right.
Right?
Oh, okay.
And if the price was $2 million, they say, oh, yeah, we'll take a flyer there.
8.25? Yeah, go to Arizona. Yeah, see,
go somewhere else. But if they called, that means they're still calling on receivers.
I would. Yeah, they are still in the hunt for a receiver.
Curtis Samuel off the board, by the way, which is very disappointing.
Did you see that deal? 3 for 36? Was that 3 for 36 he got? I think 3 for 35, somewhere in that area. But
3 years, $34.5 million.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
3 for 35.
It's a manageable deal. Wish they had signed him. Aguilar's 11 per. So.
Yeah, okay. So.
I'm worried about Aguilar.
This is 11.5.
If you don't get any more help, I'm worried about Aguilar. Because now he becomes one here. And I always tell you, people get re-racked when they come here. You know, where...
Okay. Isn't Aguilar sort of a one-trick pony?
He's
not a two. Not that he's bad at
no,
it.
No, he's a two. He's not a... He's not a feature. Like...
No, but he does one thing. He can run down the field. He's fast. And he's a great deep threat.
Yeah. I like him.
Yeah.
I like him.
I like him being in the fold. I like him.
I'm not in love with him as a number one. Like, that's the first guy off the board we went and got. Yeah, that's why I was like Corey Davis. And shoot, the Jets might get Juju and Corey Davis.
I know. What's with that picking up today?
Jesus. Well, I mean, the dust is starting to settle, and now these receivers are looking at it saying, well, maybe I'm not getting 14
Who got
million.
The better receivers, the Patriots or the Jets?
Jets.
Which group would you rather take? I'd rather take the Jets group.
The Jets group.
They did better. Patriots targeted the guys that they like. It's not necessarily the Jets, guys that I would but...
Well, the Jets are getting lucky here that the market isn't what you thought it was going to be for the receivers, because supposedly the receivers are commanded double-digit money.
They waited a couple of days.
That's what they
days.
Thought they were going to get. They waited a couple of days.
They were
now,
patient.
They're getting Juju at day one money, potentially, which is big. We got anything on Galladay yet?
No.
Yeah. Another quiet one. So...
Imagine if he shocks the world and comes to New England and lets Matt Patricia sign his paperwork. Oh, my God.
That'd be something, huh?
That would be something. All indications are he won't even talk to them. 617-779-0985. The other thing is J.C. Jackson. There's this idea that because it's a second-round tender and not a first-round tender, that the Patriots are daring other teams to trade for him and make an offer. Do you think that's true?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
I don't. You need him. I'm looking at the defense and the way I structured it, and I did it without Gilmore. Like, Jackson's your one. You're not comfortable having Mills come in here, and you don't know how he's going to react and deal with that. Jonathan Jones is your one? No.
I think that when it comes to J.C. Jackson, they would consider matching a contract. They know prices are down this offseason, and because of the down prices, they also know that the risk of losing him is less. There are fewer teams that are willing to give up a second-round pick. That's what it comes down to. I don't think they're at risk of losing him. I really don't. Worst case scenario, a team comes in with a really good offer for him, and the Patriots end up matching him.
Yeah.
I really don't think he's going to be gone. I think he's going to be here.
I do too.
I'm not too worried about it.
I think they love. I think they like the player. I think they like the player a lot more than they like Malcolm Butler.
Yes. I would agree with that.
More of a ball hawk. Yeah.
I think most people would. This Week in Show History is coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand, sports talk in the middle of the day.
Are we going to end up watching wild turkeys just pecking at the field?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
All right, we've almost done the full year.
We're getting close to the end, huh?
Here we are. This Week in Show History is what we're doing. I was just telling you I sent you an email, Hardy. That's all. No big deal.
Oh, okay. Sent you an email.
I was just letting you know.
Yeah, come in and send me an email.
Because it's highly scientific and you wouldn't be interested in it.
Who is having
Do you want to know what the subject line is?
No.
B1351 variant.
That's a strain, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, send it along.
It's a strain.
Yeah.
That's what it was about.
You don't want that.
We were talking about a certain particular variant of COVID-19 and the effectiveness of vaccines against that variant.
I would say you wouldn't want the original COVID. Yeah. as opposed to the variant that is supposed to be awful.
Yeah, the variant's not good. Yeah. The variant is bad news.
Yeah.
Bad. There are multiple variants. Mm. One from...
They vary.
They vary from one to the other.
Yes. There's three recorded variants, or new variants, I should say. There are obviously more than three variants, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're talking about variants a year after the start of the pandemic. Right around this time last year that we all went home.
Well, I'm not talking about them.
The first Monday. What are you not talking about?
No. Okay. Do you, is it good news?
No.
Okay. Then I'm not talking about it.
Okay.
I'm going to turn into the,
what's going on?
To the see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil.
Hardy's going
to
put his fingers in his ears and just keep on doing life.
At some point.
Let's do it.
I'm going to give up on it.
I'm excited to see what we did a year ago.
So this was the week a year ago that we first went home, right?
Oh God,
is that in here? Is that, I don't know what's in the group of sound this.
Well, we'll get, let's.
What do we have going on?
There's one COVID thing.
Okay, one COVID.
Then you get a tech guy showing up at your house, setting stuff up.
It's a fun thing. We're going to start 5 years ago, 2016.
Okay,
this could be. The scholars have debated the first one ever. You know, which was first. When did it happen? There are many in academia who believe this is the first instance of Scott Zolak impersonating Morgan Freeman. And it sounds like this.
There's a good, dye my hair.
You know, I don't have any idea what that means.
Get outside in the hot sun.
To me, it's just a made-up word.
When you tar the roof.
That kid's long gone. This old man is all that's left.
But he wrote letters every day.
So you go on and stamp your form, Sonny, and stop wasting my time. Because to tell you the truth, I don't give a...
Shawshank Redemption.
That doesn't even sound like me.
Well, you're stuffed up. You're congested.
Okay.
First time you ever did that one?
We were so enamored with it, we pieced it together with old Morgan Freeman video.
So that was all one day.
That was so bad, it didn't even sound like Morgan Freeman.
Well, we don't
that
bother.
Was so much better.
Is that right? Your impression of Morgan Freeman doesn't sound like Morgan Freeman? I've never noticed that.
It sounds a lot better than it does now, Miss Daisy. Yeah.
So bad.
You eat your pumpkin pie.
It's so bad.
Everybody has pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving, Miss Daisy.
Hardy, can we move on?
The man's got to pee.
Please. It is better.
4 years ago, Jim Louth told us about his wife's method of packing for trips. I've been in love with her ever since.
How did she pack? What did she do?
Tell the story, Jim.
So she organizes each outfit for each day for the kids. Underwear, socks, t-shirt,
right,
undershirt,
an outfit.
All that
we
stuff.
Hold on, the whole thing.
Yeah.
This is good.
Two gallon Ziploc bag, freezer bag.
Of?
Just 2 gallons, empty bag.
What do you put in the bag?
Puts the outfit in the bag. That's one day's outfit.
Oh, my God.
Puts the next outfit in the next bag.
Can I tell you something? Individual bag days of selected outfits. She did this for the kids?
Then she did that for the kids, and she did it for her clothes, too, later last night.
Can I tell you something?
What? I've always been a fan of Lauren, Jim's wife, right? Nice girl, pretty girl, smart girl.
Yeah.
This takes her to a new level.
She's got a sickness.
Love this. Love it.
She's got a sickness.
No, it's sick. I've got a thing for your wife, Jim, and don't take it the wrong way. I don't want this to become a thing between us, the fact that Lauren and I have a thing.
That level of organization.
Oh. I mean, there has to be thought it put into the trip. That's a sickness.
That's great.
I don't understand how you love that, but you think I'm a total weirdo for not wanting to travel home from long trips with a bag of dirty laundry.
That's insane.
That's completely different things. Once they're worn on vacation.
One's dumb, one's dumber.
Yeah, I take all my dirty clothes on vacation and find like one plastic bag that I maybe got from the downstairs sundry shop. And I shove everything in that plastic bag.
Hang it in your closet.
And shove it in the corner of the suitcase.
Yeah, better than 2 mattresses.
I'll deal with it when I get home. I'm on vacation. Why would you want to do laundry on vacation?
Because there's nothing better than folding it perfectly and coming back and you unzip it and it smells like jet fuel, baby. Like there is,
yeah, and then you wash it again.
Replicate. Like you can't go to the store and get those. You know, like those little things you sprinkle in once you put the soap in. Little fresheners. Oh, do they have this? Oh, there's lemon scent. There's a spring fresh, and then over here we have jet fuel smell. Do you know how bad clothes smell when you take them out?
Yes.
Of the bag?
You have cheap suitcases. What's the problem?
Oh, don't wash your clothes once they've been in a suitcase in the luggage hold of an aircraft.
No, because they're already clean coming out of the bag.
You're nuts. You're nuts.
There's a stench, a stillness to it.
Stench.
Yeah.
Get a good suitcase.
That's not going to change
it's
anything.
Like grandma's clothes. Like put them in a mothballed closet.
2 years ago, Bruce Arena was on the show.
Hello, gentlemen.
Oh, see, I didn't even see this.
Hello?
Apparently, I asked a long question.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right. Everyone make fun of me. Well, I'm glad you brought up the first 5 to 8 minutes. I would have gone as much as 10, where I thought you guys looked pretty good, especially in the middle third there. But you also mentioned the penalty kick. And I got to ask you, because I already Shalrie about this, and I bugged Clyde Sims about it in the post game show. Why don't you guys go up the middle ever on these penalty kicks? And I would love to know, as guys ever just try and take those penalty kicks and go right at you in the middle, because it seems the keeper almost always commits before the kick is taken, and a middle shot would have a really good chance of going in.
That's a guy saying, I watched the game. I'm going to prove that I watched the game. And I'm going to prove how many players that I know.
Can you do that with Zoe's question to Brad Stevens the other day? He had one like that. It was unbelievable.
I think that was Friedel, though. I think I was asking Friedel about
it. Friedel and the Beetle.
Yeah.
It's Friedel and the Beetle.
Because I said as a former keeper. And I don't think Bruce Arena ever played
another
goalie.
No, it's Friedel. But what a question.
Another point hammered home within the question.
All right.
You being a former keeper. Well, Friedel, that being said, it's not Stephen Taunton. Yeah.
Oh, shut
it's
up.
Not, hey, Bill, talk about all the pickups.
All right, last year, Tom Brady left the Patriots.
Oh, no.
1 year anniversary.
Oh, no.
And he sent Scott Zolak a text message. Or I believe more accurately, he returned a text message after Zoe texted him. Is that probably more?
Correct. Yeah, it's probably.
Correct.
Most accurate.
I don't think he initiated any conversation with Zoe.
But right away.
All right.
There's connections here, because we have connections.
So Brady coming back is not a chance?
Hell no.
Oh, none?
No, I exchanged a text with him last night.
Oh, way to bury the lead, bro.
Well, just.
What do you got?
Hey, just want to say I know you're busy, blah, 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 this and that. And just thanks for all the times. And it's a pleasure calling games and that. And your class act off and on the field. And appreciate your leadership here. And just said, hey, man, it's been great 20 years. Great 20 years. Who's had it better than us?
Who's had it
he better said, than us? He said, always be there with you. And yeah, it's gone. It's a gone text.
Always be there with you.
Always be there for you.
Oh.
If you need anything. Yeah.
I will remember you.
That was a bad day. Send a jersey. First jersey. Just get it. Helmet.
With Tampa jersey.
Yeah. Kid wants one already. There'll be a lot of that. A lot of kids. Yeah, you collect, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're a fan. Jim Murray. Something about wearing an orange 12 on my hat.
Okay, you can't talk over a soundbite where you're talking. So you just... All right, now we're done.
Yep, we're done.
That text that you got from Brady... sounded suspiciously like a copy and paste. Like maybe it sent the same message back to a bunch of people that same night.
Like when he gave out his phone number the other day?
It's not his phone number.
It's like a link in it.
You're so stupid.
Download this app.
You probably thought it was his phone number. You probably went home and called it 5 times. Jim Louth probably had his kid dial it 10 times.
Hi.
Hi.
Do we want to save the last one for later on, for like after the headlines here?
Sure.
All right.
Headlines. We're right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.